Shas Illuminated presents the following shiur by Rabbi Aaron Sorsher. Maseches Yevamos has been dedicated in honor of Rabbi Aaron Kaufman, Rosh Yeshivas Ateres Shmuel of Waterbury.
We're learning Maseches Yevamos, Daf Kuf Chaf Aleph. We'll start from the top of Amen Aleph, Reb Yehuda Eimer. The Mar is going on the Mishnah. The Mishnah had said that we don't accept testimony to identify the nace, the dead person, to say that it's this woman's husband, to allow it to get married, if it's after 3 days after he died. Because after 3 days, the corpse might have changed its appearance, and even if it looks like this person's husband, it might be someone else, because the appearance changed. Rabbi Yehuda Bava said that 3 days is not this year, because it varies. Not all people, not all times, not all places are the same. The actual time it takes for the corpse to change really depends on the person, the time, and the place. So the Gemara asks Shaila, Ibayalu, Rabbi Yehuda ben Bava lekula palag or lechumra palag? Is Rabbi Yehuda ben Bava being more lenient? He's saying that within 3 days it's definitely good, but even more than 3 days it might be good depending on the person, time, or place. Or is it lechumra palag? Is he being more stringent and saying that more than 3 days is definitely no good, but even less than 3 days might be a problem depending on the person, time, or place? So, lekula or lechumra? Taisus mentions that hua din, the Gemara could have cleared that Rabbi Yehuda was going bain lekula, bain lechumra. But al kapanim, that's the Gemara shaila. So the Gemara says, Tashima, there was a story of a hu garva the tava b'karmi, there was a man that drowned in Karmi. Vasakua b'edu lebasat tlasyayim, they took him out after 3 days. V'ansar Ravdim ben Ado l'dvisu. And Ravdim ben Ado allowed his wife to get married, even though it was after 3 days. There was a man that drowned in the Diglas. They brought him out on the bridge of Shavistana. And Rav allowed his wife to get married based on the Shishvini, his good friend's testimony, after 5 days. So the Gemara says, if you're going to say Rabbi Mabava is being more lenient, so good. Inu da'avad k'Rabbi Mabava. So these Amiroim, even though it was after 3 days or after 5 days, at least could be they were going like Rabbi Yehuda ben Bava, which said that it varies on the time, place, and person. And they only shire that for this person, for this time, and for this place, you have more time. But if you say Rabbi Yehuda ben Bava is only trying to be machmir, he also agrees that 3 days is a limit. But he's saying even less than 3 days will be a problem depending on the person, time, and place. Inu d'avad k'man. So how could they possibly be matir when it was more than 3 days? So the Gemara's answer was, Shani Mayit Tzamsu. When he's in the water, then the water contains the form of the face and doesn't allow it to change. And therefore, in the water, you have more than 3 days. And the Gemara says, but that's only when right away you're able to see, right after it's taken out of the water, one's able to see the face. But after some time, if it waits, then already for carrot, then it swells and he's no longer recognizable. So, it comes out of Lacha L'maisa that we don't pass like Rabbi Yehuda ben Bava. We go with the shear of 3 days. But when he's in the water, then there's no shear of 3 days. Then even more than 3 days, it's good. And Rav Yishayim say there's no shear at all. As long as he's in the water, no matter how long, we say that Mayim Mitzvah Samis, and as long as there's no Makkah, and he's still recognizable when you bring him up. The Rishonim say that in the Rif is mashma, that it's dafka 5 days. 5 days is the limit. And if the Rif is mashma, the Rosh also will be mashma that way. But the Rajba and the Ridva and other Rishonim don't give any limit at all. They bring from the Yushalmi. The Yushalmi says even 17 days is good enough. And that's Pashas Halacha L'maisa, that in the water there is no limit b'chlal. But once he waits out of the water, then it's a problem. Like the Gemara says, Avol ishtoi yitvuchei mitvach. He gets swollen. The Rambam is a little mashma dafka when you see that he gets swollen. Otherwise, you don't have to be chayshish. But all the other Rishayim say, and this could be pshat in the Rambam also, that you have to be chayshish that he gets swollen. And the Rishayim discuss a little bit, what is the shear of miyad? How long do you have exactly? And the Rishayim, the Ramban and the Rajba also say that this din, that you have to see him right away, is not only when it waited more than 3 days in the water. Even when it was just 1 day in the water, the fact that he was in the water is going to create a situation of mitvach tafach when he goes out, even if it was less than 3 days. So in that part, the water is more chamer, even if it's within 3 days of his death. But if he wasn't seen as soon as it was taken out of the water, kafi the shear that you have, you're going to have a problem. That's what's brought in the Ramah. And all this is brought in the Shulchan Aruch, Simen Yud Zayin, Sifcha Vav, and the Ramah there, that the water, you have a kula, that as long as the body is in the water, it doesn't change even for many days. But you have a chumrah, once the body's taken out of the water, even within 3 days, you don't have so much time now to go recognize him. You only have a small amount of time, because then the body will swell and change. Now, the Nei Deb Yehuda, in Kama Simen Chav Ches, and it's brought in other places also in the Nei Deb Yehuda, asks a gevaldik akash on the Gemara. He asks, what's pshat in the Gemara? If the husband fell off the boat, and then a body was fished out after 3 days or 5 days, and the Gemara is a kasha, it's after 3 days. And the Gemara's teretz is that the mayim restrains the face from changing. But mimanavshach, if the husband fell off the boat, if you hold like the rishainim, like we mentioned before, it's a machlokes rishainim, what's a din by suffolk of 3 days? So if you hold like the rishainim that a suffolk of 3 days is lekula, so what could possibly be the problem? Mimanavshach, if this body that you're fishing out is the husband that fell off the boat, so who cares how long it is? So that means, you know, the husband died. If it's the same person, so you see this one is dead. You see that he drowned. So if this body that fell out is the husband that fell off the boat, so then you know for sure he's dead. So for sure it's mutter. And if you're chayshish that this body is not the husband that fell off the boat, maybe the husband that fell off the boat got taken somewhere else, and this body you have now is some other person, and we can't recognize him because it's more than 3 days. Well, if it's another person, how do you know that it's more than 3 days? Then it'll be a suffolk of Gimel Yamim. And the Psak Halach, according to Kama Rishayim, is, we had in Taisus before, a suffolk of Gimel Yamim is Mutter. Okay, so if it's a suffolk of Gimel Yamim, so we're going to assume that we could recognize him. Okay, now we look at him and he's the husband. So, for all we know, the husband might have gotten saved initially, ended up somewhere else, then drowned again, and ended back in this place. And that's why he's here, and it's within 3 days. But what's the difference? If you're being chayshish, that maybe the husband got away, and this is someone else, so then we're going to go back to the regular din, that when you find the body, and you have no idea when the person died, you assume it's within 3 days, and you assume that your recognition is valid. And that would also mean it's the husband. So mimanavshach, if we're going to say this body is the husband that fell off the boat, so then avad it's mutter. That means the husband that fell off the boat died. If you're going to say it's not the husband that fell off the boat, so we're going to go back to the regular halacha that anytime you find the body, you have no idea when he died, you assume it's within 3 days. Then it's also the husband. Either way, it's mutter. What could possibly be the problem? Elamai, you're going to say, even if you're going to go like the other rishainim, now this is a kasha on those rishainim, but elamai, you're going to go like the other rishainim and say the other rishainim is good. They hold that a suffolk of Gimel Yamim is aser. So the reason why here will be aser is because it's a suffolk of Gimel Yamim. But still, what's the pshat in the Gemara that it was after 3 days, it was after 5 days? It has nothing to do. The husband that fell off the boat, if we know it's the same guy, then we know it's mutter. The whole problem here is that we have a chash, the husband that fell off the boat is alive somewhere. This person that died, we have no idea when they died. So why does the Gemara say it's after 3 days, it's after 5 days? We have no idea when it is. We don't know. If we know it's 3 or 5 days, then we know it's the husband, then it's fine. The point is we're afraid it might not be the husband. So it's not 3 days or 5 days, it's a suffolk, we don't know. He doesn't mention this, but it's a little bit fair. The Havmanim wanted to learn up that they go like Yehuda ben Bava. Rabbi Yehuda Bava would presumably be a case where we know how long it took, and we know that according to the circumstances, the body didn't change. Here we have no idea when this person died, because Rechayshish is not the husband, so what would Rabbi Yehuda Bava help? Also, another question he does mention in one of the other places he brings it, the Rif that we said, says that even in the water, all you have is 5 days. Well, if you're going to say a suffolk is a chumrah, so why is the Taka Mutter here? How do you know it's within 5 days? Maybe it's more than 5 days. It should have the same suffolk. So it's really the same problem in Manushach. If it's the husband, then that's how you know it's 5 days. So anyway, it's mutter. Elomai, he being chayshish is not the husband, so be chayshish is more than 5 days if suffix the chumra. And if suffix the kula, so let's assume that it's within 3 days. Very shver. Zaktenayt b'yuda gavaldiga teretz, and akimta. That we're talking about like this. The one that fell off the boat, we have no idea if it's the husband. The people on the boat who saw him fall off and drown, they didn't know who he was. They could not identify him at all. They have no idea who he was. But they know one thing. They know that there was a simen muvuk that he had. Like, let's say they know that on his garment there was a very unusual stain in a very specific place, but even then it's a simen muvuk. And they see him fall off the water. No idea who he is. 3 days later or 5 days later, he gets fished out. And they know for sure it's the same guy that drowned, because on the clothing that he's wearing, that he drowned with, is that same unusual stain in that same very specific place, which is a simen muvuk. So we happen to know 100% sure that this particular guy that drowned was in the water for 3 days in the first case or 5 days in the second case. That we know. We know that from Adam. We still don't know who he is. As soon as he was pulled out of the water, someone who knows this woman's missing husband came to identify him. That's the only case you could have that we know that it was 3 days or 5 days in the water. It has to be a case where we do not know, we have no idea that the husband fell off, but we know that this particular body that's being pulled out is the one that fell off, even though we don't know who it is. And now we're first finding out who it is through the identification. That's an Eid B'Yudah's pshat. Zagdur B'Kivega brings an Eid B'Yudah, and he says, you don't have to say it in such a dramatic case, such a somewhat unlikely case where they saw through a simon muvuk that they know 100% for sure it's the same person. Perhaps you could say, particularly like the ones that go lakula by a suffix of Gimel Yamin, that they saw a man fall off the boat, again, without any idea who it was. Then a man gets fished out of this water 3 days or 5 days later. So even though normally by a suffix of Gimel Yamin you go lakula, but here it's reglayim ledavar that it's the same person. So we don't use this reglayim ledavar lakula. When we know the husband, we know the identity of the person falling off the boat, and a body is fished out of the water 3 days or 5 days later, and let's say no one was able to see it right away after it was fished out of the water, and by the time someone came to see the body, it's already ishtahi. So we don't go lakula and say, well, if he fell into the water in this place and he was fished out in this place, it's probably the same person. No, we're chayshish that maybe the husband somewhere else, and this is a different person, and that it looks like the husband is because of the time lapse between they took him out of the water and the time that he was identified. But l'chumra, to go and say that I could say that this body was not in the water for more than 3 days because it's a suffix Gimel Yamim, we're allowed to be mekel. No. The assumption is that probably the same one that fell in the water is the same one that's being fished out. And we don't know that it was the husband that fell in the water to make the miman of shach. So all we know is that some unidentified man fell into the water. Probably it was the same guy that was fished out 5 days later, even though normally a suffix of Gimel Yam would work, but this is not called a suffix of Gimel Yam. We have a reglayim ledavar that it's already 5 days, and therefore the Gemara is right to ask the question, and the Gemara also buys ice from here that by Mayim you have 5 days, or you have even more than 5 days. But this pshat is agreeing with the Eid B'Yudah in essence that it's not talking about when the husband fell off the boat, because then you have this big problem, that why is it after 5 days? If it's the husband, so then we know he's dead. And if it's not the husband, so then the man who fell off the boat is not this man, so then we have no idea how long he was in the water. And we should go suffix l'kula like those Yushanim. But the Eid B'Yudah is saying a very specific case where you know 100% for sure it's the same person, Aidei Simon Muvuk, and Rabbi Kivegi is saying that even in a case where you have no simon muvuk, but the fact that an unidentified man fell into the water, and now you pulled it out, al kapanim l'chumra, we're going to neman it's the same person and not have the kula of safa gimel yamin. But zogta b'kivega, the rif can't hold of this teretz. It's impossible that the rif holds of this teretz, tanya b'kivega. A gainish a tanya. This is what he tanya. We had earlier in the sugya the question of Eid Echad b'mulchama. Is there a din that an Eid Echad's Neman when you have a situation of Bidadami? And the Gemara explains the Shaila. Is the Eid Echad Neman on his own steam? Because Milsa Davidil Gluye Le'avda de Meshakri. And then he would be Neman. Even though the situation is Bidadami, he would be Neman. Or do you need also the tziruf of daiku mitzvah, that we know that the isha wouldn't get married without making sure the husband's dead? And in a case where there's a situation of bidadami, a situation where al-pirayv he's dead, so the isha is not medayik. She jumps to the conclusion, she assumes that he's dead, and therefore there's no daiku mitzvah. And the Gemara there was not peshit the shayla. And the Rif there says as follows. He says the Gemara there was not peshit the shayla. But from our Gemara we're learning now, the Shaila is Nifshat. Why? Because the Gemara there had said that drowning in the water is the same problem of Bididami as Mulchama. And so if the Eid Echad's not Neman but Mulchama, Eid Echad won't be Neman by the case of drowning also. So the Gemara there had wanted to bring a Raya from a case of drowning, and the Gemara there said that there, it wasn't the Eid Echad that was believed, it was Samanim. We had discussed this all in the previous year. So the Riv says, but in our Gemara, it's a case of drowning, and we see it Echad's Neman, right? Rather than let him get married, Apuma Dishishvina, we see it Echad's Neman. So we see in this Gemara clearly it Echad's Neman by Mayim. So we see in Pshita that you don't need the Daiku Mitzvah. When there's a case of Bididami, even though the Isha will say Bididami, she won't be Daiku Mitzvah. She'll jump to conclusions because she knows about the drowning. She won't make sure that he's actually dead. But still, if the Eid Echad is made that he's actually dead, that's good enough, because Eid Echad's Neman on his own steam, Milsa David Ilagli. That's what the Rif said earlier in the beginning of the 15th Perek. So, Taina Rabbi Akiva Eiger, if this case is a case where we have absolutely no knowledge that the one who fell off the boat was the husband, so that's not a case of Bididami. The Isha is not going to say Bididami in this case. No one knows who fell off the boat. There's no bididami here. If the Isha knows that her husband fell off the boat, and the question is, did he actually drown or not? So once he fell off the boat, once the Isha ascertains he fell off the boat, she's not going to be daik more. She's going to think he's definitely dead. We don't have the daiku mitzvah to support the Erech's testimony that the husband actually died when he fell off the boat. But if you don't know that it was the husband that fell off the boat, b'chlal, no one's being made that, so that's not a case of bididami. Of course the Isha will be medayik. She has no idea it was the husband that fell off the boat. No one knows that. So if the Rif is saying that our Gemara is a raya to the Shaila of the Eid Echad b'mulchama, obviously the Rif must have learnt of this Gemara that when it says, Hahu gavra the tava b'karmi, or Hahu garva the adva bediglis, it must mean that we know it was the husband that was the one that fell off the boat and drowned. The question is, did he actually die? But that we know already. So according to the Rif, which clearly learns the Gemara that we know that it was the husband that fell off the boat, and the question is, do we have enough identification to know that he drowned? See, so back to the night of this kasha. What's the pshat? If we know he fell off the boat, Samimanavshach. If he's the guy that we have, so obviously he's dead. You don't have to identify him. And if the whole thing is we're being chayshish, then maybe he's not the guy, so what's the shear 5 days? If it's someone else, so again, we have absolutely no idea when that someone else drowned. So if a suffix of 3 days would help, he should be mutami manavshach. If it's the husband, then you know the husband's dead. If it's not the husband, then it's someone else, so then we could assume that's within 3 days. Oh, and then we could identify it, and then again it's the husband. So Rabbi Kivenga says it must be that the Rif holds that Gimel Yomim is L'chumra. Then when you have a suffix of Gimel Yomim, you go L'chumra. But Rabbi Kivenga never explains, though, what happened to the other side of the question. Even if you go L'chumra, the Nebu still had a question. First of all, so then what's it saying that it was after 3 days, after 5 days? There's nothing to do. We have no idea when it was. We're assuming that the husband that fell off the boat would be in chayshish, and maybe he's not here. And this corpse that would be in chayshish someone else, what's the 3 days and the 5 days? We don't know when it is. If we know it was 3 and 5 days, meaning that we know he's the guy who fell off the boat, so then we know it's the husband. And he also doesn't answer the other Nadibudis question that the Rif Shita is that even water all you have is 5 days. That's how Al-Kapanim Samri Shaitim learned in the Rif. So if Safik of Gimel Yom is the Chumrah, so maybe it's another person and he was drowned for more than 5 days. So I think the Pshat in Mikvega is like this. And again, when only Shtim if Yod Safik Gimel Yom is the Chumrah. But even if Yod Safik Gimel Yom is the Chumrah, but here, you know that the husband fell off the boat. You know that a body was recovered at the same place where the husband fell off. Okay, now if you don't identify the body, you're chayshish that maybe this body is someone else, and the husband survived and he's somewhere else. Fine. But you have identification of the body that, assuming that it was the husband, it's a good enough identification. So in that case, to be chayshish that it's someone else, and it's more than 3 days, that much you don't have to be chayshish for. You know the husband fell off. You see the husband being fished out. On the side, it's the same person, the identification is good. You don't have to be chayshish for someone else. But if it's after 3 days, and this is the Gemara's Raya, so your identification now is mimanafshach, worthless. Because if it's really the husband, then it's after 3 days. So you don't know that it's the husband. So then, what you're identifying now is nothing, mimanafshach. Then you talk after b'chayshish that it's someone else. This is how I think Rabbi Kvega is learning up in the Rif. And again, if you hold it as Safa Gimliyom is the Kula, so then the Rabbi is right. You cannot learn that the husband fell off the boat. Because either way you'll go the Kula. If it's the husband, you know the husband died. If it's not the husband, Safa Gimliyom the Kula. But since Rabbi Kvega is being machriach from this, that the Rif holds as Safa Gimliyom is the Chumra. Because the Rif obviously held the husband went off the boat. Otherwise, it'd be no chash but the dummy. But the question is, if Safek Gimel Yom is the Chumra, so what's the Gemara saying that we see a shear of 3 days or 5 days of Mayim? The Gemara should stand as the Kashi. When that Rebbe ben Bava, the Gemara should stand as the Kashi. Safek Gimel Yom is the Chumra. So Mela, how do we know how much his corpse was in the water? The Teretz is, as long as on the tzad it's the husband, the identification is positive, so but see if the fact that the husband fell off the boat and he's fished out in the same place and he looks like the husband and the identification on the tzad that this is the same man is correct identification, you don't have to be chayish for anyone else. But if the identification is mimanavshach no good, because it's after 3 days without the svar of mayim arzulamaka, mayim mitzvah satsmi, without the svar that mayim makes it that it shouldn't change, so that's cool that you have no identification to the husband, because the Iman of Shechi can't identify it after such a long time. Then you'd have to be Chayshish as a different person. That's why I think the Pshat is according to Rabbi Kvega. And now let's start the next Mishnah. The Mishnah says, Nafal Lamayim, Bein Sheyesh Lem Seif, Bein She'ein Lem Seif, Ishtay Asura. And that's Rabbi Meir Shita. That even Mayim Sheyesh Lem Seif were afraid that maybe he didn't drown. And the Gemara says, the Mishnah says, Amra Meya Maisa Bechet Shenafel Abara Godol, Valach Shleisha Yomim. You see, it doesn't necessarily drown. He fell into a bar, which is Mayim Sheishlem Seif, and he still was able to come up after 3 days. But Amra Abyeisi Maisa Besumashir Litvel B'ma'ara. That there was a story a blind man went to be Tevel, V'yard Moshka Acharov, and they went down after him, V'shal Kadesha Tetsin Hashem V'siyos Hashem. The Suman, the one that was leading him, drowned in the Mayim Sheh Yeshlem Seif, and they didn't let them get married after they waited the time that it takes for them to die. So you see that Mayim Sheh Yeshlem Seif, Rabbi Yossi says, the Ishtay is Muteris. And the Gemara explains that Mayim Sheh Yeshlem Seif means that you could see all the sides of the water. So according to Rabbi Yossi, Mela you could see clearly, didn't get out, and Mela you could, his wife could get married if you waited the time, that's Kadesha Tetsi Nafshat. Mashenke Mayim Sheh Yeshlem Seif, the Chayshish maybe came out in a place that we didn't see, because you can't see the end of the water. Then the Mishnah brings the next story, V'shuv Meister Ba'asir, Be'echad Shel Shishalu B'liyam. There was somebody that they lowered him into the river, into the sea. Well, he also beyond the Melaragli, and then when they picked him up, only his leg came out. Omer Chachamim, the Chachamim said like this, Menakuvu L'mala Tinase. If the leg came out above the knee, she could get married. Because he can't survive if his leg was cut off above the knee. But if the leg came off below the knee, then she can't get married, because it's possible that he still could have swam out in a place that you didn't see and survive. Now the Rishonim, the Ramban, the Rajman, the Ritva, they all say that day you could get married if it's min akuvul amala is only after 12 months. Because the din of akuvul amala has to do with the din of treifas. Because the behemoth is considered a treifa when the leg is cut off min akuvul amala. And the Rishonim say even though not all treifas of behemoth are deadly by Adam, could be some things are deadly by behemoth but are not deadly by Adam. But the Gemara understood that by this treifa of nechtach min akuvul amala, that's true by Adam and by behemoth equally. Now, a treifa doesn't survive for more than 12 months, but till 12 months, a treifa could survive. So here also, he becomes a treifa, the leg is cut off min akuvul amala, but he could survive up to 12 months. That's what the Ramban Rashi and Dvar say, the Magen Mishnah brings it in the Beis Yosef, and that's what's brought down in Shulchan Aruch, Simen Yud Zayin Siv Chavav. The Maaseh the Karen over here and the Maris at Tzeivis in Shulchan Aruch there, they're medayik that the Rif, the Rosh, and the Rambam, they're not mechalik. They just say tinase. And it's a big daichik to say they mean after 12 months. They're not mefarish. Chayyim the Beis Yosef didn't learn that way. The Shulchan Aruch wouldn't pass in Kenegah the Rif, the Rosh, and the Rambam. But the Maaseh these Achrayim say no. The Rif, the Ram, the Rif, and the Rosh, they don't say anything. It's mashma that right away he dies. Now the Rishonim bring the Yerushalmi that says like that. The Yerushalmi says it's only after 12 months. But could be since the Bavli doesn't say anything, the Bavli should have said something. It's a raya from the Bavli, not that way. See, could be also, the Achrayim say, it could be telling the Gemara earlier. The Gemara on Kuf Chaf and Midbeis asked the Kasha. They want to learn the Mishnah like Shimon and Elazar. And the Gemara asked the question, according to Shimon and Elazar, why would it be Minakuvul Umala Tinase? And the Rishonim explained because Rav Shimon Elazar holds that min hamakuvul amala is not a treifa. So why would he get married? The Gemara says, Shani maya de marzu maka. That water makes the maka worse. So the Gemara there was learning it's nothing to do with treifas because Shimon Elazar holds that it's not a treifa min hamakuvul amala. That's what Rishonim learned. But there's still a problem. Shani maya de marzu maka. So you see from that Gemara, according to Abai Al Kapanim, that's not al shtreifus, so then there's no makom to say it has to do with 12 months. But im yishma, you could say the Yerushalmi holds like Rava. That Rava holds the Mishnah doesn't go like a Shimon Elazar. The Mishnah is besakim luvenis for divrei hakol, and then our Mishnah could hold it is a treifa, and it could have to do with 12 months. But the Maris at Tzeiva says once you see an abaya that it's miyad, you don't see the Rava argues. Kabbanim it's a machlokes. The Ramban Rajmud Vah say al pi the Yerushalmi, it's only 12 months, and the Shulchan Aruch learns the way lechayr in all the paiskim. Otherwise, it wouldn't necessarily pass in that way. But the Achrayim learned in the Rif, and the Rosh, and the Rambam, and the Torah, that aren't Mechalak, that it's right away that he dies. There's an interesting Chazanish, in Yardei Simen Hei, he discusses the Sugya at length, and he makes a point that today, we see Ma'isim B'chol Yayim, people get their legs amputated even above the Akuva, even above the knee, and they live for a long time. So the Chazanish says it must be Zishtanu Ativim. It must be in the times of the Gemara they couldn't live that long. Couldn't live for more than 12 months after a leg is amputated above the knee. And our times they could. And he says that Hashem decides with his Ashkacha Pratis which refuas are available to which Dairis. Some Dairis have refuas and some Dairis don't have those refuas. And that's what happens. And the Bizman Chazal, that refuah wasn't around. Bizman Chazal, anybody who would have his leg amputated from the knee up would have died. And now it's a different tev, it's a different type of refuas. So he says, Ay bezai, so now when a behema is nechtach regl mekuvul amala, why would we say it's a treifa? Now we see that it could live. So he says, treifas atoloi bezman chazal. He says, very interesting. Treifas aren't toloi in the refuas that are bezman hazeh. Treifas atoloi in the matzah refua bezman chazal. He calls it alpayim shel Torah, based on a Gemara Nevei Dezara, that the first 2,000 years of the world was Tayu, the next 2,000 worlds is called Torah, and the next 2,000 is called Mashiach. So it's totally in the Alpayim Shel Torah. It's totally in the middle 2,000 years. He also brings the Gemara in Sanhedrin, Ravina of Ashi was Seifera. That's when Torah was Nistayim. That's when Ra was Nistayim. It's a Seifera. So till then, it's totally in the Metzias and the Matzav it was then. So we go on to Treifus, even if the Tevet changed, the Hilchus Treifus don't change. Because that's totally in the Alpayim Shel Torah. Mashiach came and we got to Agunis. Avadif, now we could live. with a foot being amputated in a kuvulam ala. So if you find somebody whose foot was cut off, even above the knee, today wouldn't be right that he's dead. He couldn't be mad to his wife because of that. Agunas Avada telling today's Metzias. That's what the Chazon Ish says. Earlier in the Oral, we mentioned in the Shir of Moshe Feinstein, Igris Moshe, it says similar to Chazon Ish. He doesn't mention anything about Apayim Shel Torah or the Ravina of Ashi Sefer Ra. He says it's telling this man Matan Torah. Whatever was near this man Matan Torah. That's what Treifus is telling him. Chazal understood that nothing really changed significantly from the Zman Matan Torah to their times. Shein Chazon Ish is just a different Knesh. He says it's telling the Zman Chazal, the Alpayim Shel Torah, the Ravina of Ashi Sefer Ra. But they're both naming on that Treifus, it's not that the Siba is that it won't live, that's just the Simen, and it's telling him what was there, Bizman, either Matan Torah or the Alpayim Shel Torah. Now Shein Agunis, Avad, it's telling the Metzias, if he could live or cannot live. Avad, if he could live, he can't be made on his wife. Now, the Mishnah says, they were shalshalu liyam, for he also be yodim el ragloi, which sounds like they were lowering him into the river, into the sea, and then when they pulled up, they got back his leg. So in other words, it was absolutely clear to them that this leg was from him. Because I guess they were lowering him down on a rope, and somehow the rope snapped, or he got snapped off from the rope. His leg was left, but the rest of his body was left behind. But this leg was the same leg they lowered down. But Zakhtar Ashman Ridvam, what would be in the case where he fell off the boat, and then you took a net and you fished out his leg? So then you couldn't work. Then he couldn't get married. Because how do you know that's his leg? Maybe it's a leg of someone else that drowned. So the Rajman is dropping two rayas to this Yisayin, that if someone falls into the water and then he's fished out, or a limb is fished out by Eifin, that he can't live without that limb, that's not good enough, because you chayshish that maybe the body that you're fishing out is different. It brings two rayas to this Yisayin. One rayah is the Gemara early on Daf Kuf Tezvav, which has the case that a Tuta Minicham that was coming with Rabbi Yosi in the ship, and they fell off, and the Gemara says they were brought to the shore, and they had to ascertain it was them through simanim or through tvius ayin, however you learn that Gemara. But you see clearly in the Gemara, even though these two Tuminicham, you saw them fall off the ship, and the bodies were fished out of the water, you still have to identify the body, otherwise you cheshish it, maybe it's someone else. Another ayah is from the Gemara earlier, on Kuf Tezvav and Aleph, which says that there was a fire at the end of someone's Shevet Brachos, and his wife was saying, look at my husband, is burning, and they came in, and they found the charred body, and the Gemara says that, Eima Acheru, maybe someone else came to save him, and he's the one that burned, and the husband ran away. So you see that if someone falls off the ship, and you fish out a body, and you can't identify the body, you don't say, well, he's the only one that fell off, and now we've pulled out a body, we don't have to be chayish for someone else. No. We say that maybe he's gone and saved, and this is someone else that died. There's a psak of Ajman the Ridva, and the Beis Yosef brings it, and the Shulchan Aruch passes this way, Simen Yud Zayin Sif Lamed Beis. The thing is, the Rambam is mashmanat the way. The Rambam says, Emishlichu liyam, they threw him to the water, Veshlichu Mitzuda Acharav, and then they threw a net after him. V'helu menu eva shi'ef sh'shinot alay se'ev v'nachay v'yichya, harez ha'medel of sh'meis v'masiyin ha'shishtay. And they end up with a limb, which is not possible to live without that limb. So then, you can marry off his wife. So it sounds clearly not like the Rashba's case, that they lowered him into the water with a rope, and the leg was still attached to the rope. It sounds like they threw him into the water, and then they took a net afterwards to fish him out. And they fished out the leg. So the Rashi was bothered with this Rambam, and he says it could be they were able to see, the water was clear, and they were able to see that this is the leg that went in. The Ridva says, could be that a simen muvuk on the leg, there was a simen muvuk that they know for sure was this leg, but Stam is that they wouldn't assume it's the same leg. But the Maisa, the Arach Reinim, the Kilas Yaakov from the Mishkanis Yaakov, Rabbi Yaakov Kalina, and also the Sheilas David from David Kalina, who Nema know that the Rambam holds that as long as he's the only one that we knew that drowned, and he was found in proximity of the area of the drowning, we assume it's the same one. We don't assume that punkt he went away and someone else came. That's the Pashat HaMashmais of the Rambam. And that's how they Nema know. And about the Rajbah's Rayas, so the Kilas Yankiv says, about the first Raya, the Tuta Minei Chachamim, it doesn't say where the bodies were found. Maybe the bodies were found on the shore miles and miles away. It doesn't say where the bodies were found. There's not a Raya. The Rambam can learn that in that case, the bodies weren't found in the immediate proximity. They were found far away. So Meli, you wouldn't be able to tell from the proximity that these were the same people that fell into the water. And about the Raya from the case on the Afkuf Tezvav, the Hu Gavra, that at the end of his Shever Brachis there was a fire in the place he was sleeping with his wife, and they came and they found a hand that was on the floor and also a burnt body. So we had spoken about in the Shir then. The Rishayin and the Rajman Dvar going Lashitasa, that they held, you found the burned body and you found the hand that was there, and the hand could be part of the burnt body, because the burnt body didn't have any hands. And the hand was clearly recognizable as the husband's hand. And that's why Rava wanted to be matir. First of all, you have the burnt body. And second of all, you have the husband's hand, which is cut off. And even then, the Gemara Lamaisa was machmir, because the hand is not a raya. Maybe the husband's hand fell off, but he's still alive, and he's not coming back because he's embarrassed. And about the burnt body, maybe, even without any reason to think that any evidence that anyone else was here, but maybe someone else here, maybe someone came into the fire to push and help out to save, and he got burnt, and the husband got saved. So you see from there, you don't say just because the husband was in the fire, and now you find the body, and that's why the husband died. Maybe, forget, he got saved, and someone else went into the fire. But the Yad Ramah learns that, forget, the pieces Yad, the hand that was there, was clearly not from the body. That was the case. That the body was there and with hands, and then there was another hand. So there, the Gemara says, since Al-Karchach, there was someone else here anyway, so how do we know who got saved? How do we know it's the husband that died? Maybe if I cared, the guy who came was saved, and it's the husband that, the guy who came to save died, and it's the husband that ran away, and the hand belongs to the husband. But he says clearly that if not for the fact that there's a hand there, which indicates that another person was there in the house, we don't have to be chayshish someone else came into the house. If we know that the husband was in the house and then there's a fire, and now you see a charred body, even though it's charred beyond recognition, but since we don't know anyone else was there, we could assume it's the husband. So that's what the Kilas Yaakov says. It's totally in these two pshatim in that Gemara, the Ritva and the Ramah. And the Rambam could hold like the Ramah. And the Rambam is mashma, that as long as you don't know anyone else drowned and you find him in the same proximity as he fell into the water, you could be saymich, it's the same person. Not like the Rajman Dva and the Shulchan Aruch. So the Pashtus is like the Shulchan Aruch, that you can assume, but the Kilas Yankov and the Shelos Davon, like we said, was saymich on this lahalacha. In the case of drowning, where a body was recovered and they couldn't recognize him, particularly because the whole din of Mayim Shein Lem Seif is the Rabbanim, like we see in our Sugya, that Mayim Shein Lem Seif, the Gemara says, that B'di'evid, if the wife already got married, it's Loi Teitze, because the whole thing is the Rabbanim, so Meili could be Seimich on the Shita Ser Rambam, the way he's learning up the Rambam, not the way the Rishayim are learning the Rambam, that as long as you found the body in the same proximity as it drowned, you could be saymich, it's the same body. Now, in the Inyan of Mayim She'en Lem Seif, where it says Ishtei Asura, it's mavur in the Gemara that this Isser is only an Isser L'chatchila, it's not an Isser B'di'evit. Because Mayim She'en Lem Seif is only an Isser D'Rabbanan. I mean, D'Raisa, if he's drowned in a Mayim She'en Lem Seif, you're allowed to be saymich that he's dead. So chumrah derabbanan to be chayshish, and the only one machmel lechatchila not b'di'evit. That the Gemara says over here on Kuf Chaf Aleph and Aleph. The Gemara first wanted to say by Yitzurvim Rabbanan, which is a kail a mayim shem l'mseif the ishta is mutter, and the Gemara says loishna inish ta'alma loishna tzurvim Rabbanan the eved in lechatchila loy. The eved it's mutter, but lechatchila it's aser. The Gemara is also an amid beis. The story where the Gemara says, someone was going and saying, who is from the house of Chasa? Chasa drowned. Amar Rav Nachman l'kimach l'kavir l'chasa. Chasa ready, fish ate chasa. And the Gemara says, "Midibur der Rav Nachman ozel devisu dechasev insiva." Because Rav Nachman said those words, the wife of Chasa went and got married. And he wasn't meichas that she got married. Amar Ravashi shma mina hadar bana mayim shem l'masei vishte esur. Hani min lechatchila avinasev le'mefgin le'mine. That it says mayim shem l'masei vishte esur is lechatchila, but the evid is le'teitzei. And like we said, it's a chumra der Rabbanan. No, there's a tshuva Sarajma, it's in Micheses L'Ramban, it's brought in the Beis Yosef, and it's also a tshuva Rivash. That's only if you have the shear of Shah Acha Shateitse Nafshay. It's only if the Edom were there and they saw that he was under the water till the shear that he couldn't survive. Then the only suffix is that maybe came out of the water in a place that he couldn't see, that's a Vaitach Shash, that means there is enough to be Cheshishwa, that's only a Chumad Rabbanan. Mashenkin, when you don't have the shear of Kadesh Teitzei Nafsham, so how Bechlal do you know that he drowned? Then there's no hechik that he drowned Bechlal. That's already a suffix deraisa, and that the din would be even with the Eved Teitzei. There's always good paskin in the Ramah. And kum des even afkeminis avadim lechatchila, because a lot of times, once it's already anyway a chumra of Mayim Shein Lem Saif, so then we could be maker like different shittas or different svaris. The whole thing is derabanan, and it's only a chumra lechatchila. So even lechatchila, if you have other tzirufim, some place can hold the mashal, if you have just simanim, because simanim deraisa derabanan is a shayla. Tzibayid leifshita. So a Mayim Shein Lem Saif, which is only a chumra, could be saimachan simanim. Ukadaima, Suffolk of Gimel Yam, a lot of shaylas. Once you have Mayim Shein Lem Saif, it becomes the Rabbanan, and Mimele, you could be Saimach Lekula on a lot of different Svaris and Shittas. But this, you have this Chumra of the Rajba and the Rivash, it's brought, Valach and the Ramah, that's only when you have Edus that there was a Shah, Shir Kadesh Tetz in Afshay. But if you don't have that, so it's already a shail of the rice, it's already awesome ikir adin. So even with the evidence states, and even the chatchili, you can't make it seer if you can't say that it's only the rabbanan. That's why it's a major discussion in a lot of different tshuvas. So they are kama paiskim, Rabbi Tzal Ashkenazi in the tshuvas, and the Maris Tzavis, and the Mishkanis Yankov in Simon Ches, who say that this din is really a machlekes. Even though the Rajman, the Rivash, taka hold, that without Shah Shikadesh Shatetse Nafshay, it's already a shail of their Isa, there's no dinder abanan. But they bring other Rishainim hold that once somebody drowned in a Mayim Shein Lem Saif, in other words, he fell overboard the ship in a Mayim Shein Lem Saif, so in all cases, be the Isa Winemma that he drowned, it's only a Chumad Rabbanan. Now, one of the big Rayas that they bring, the Achrainim who say this bring, is a Mishnah and Gittin. The Mishnah says, Shleish Dvarim Amra Blezim and Paitel of Nechacham Vikimu Estivreim, Estivara. And one of the things he said was that a Svina, which is Meturefis Bayam, the din is that it's Becheskis Kayamin. If the Svina is floundering in the sea, the din is we assume that he's alive, he has a Cheskis Chai. But if a Svina is of the Bayam, it's lost in the sea, then Yenaisen Leim Chumre Chayim Vchumre Mesim. Then it's a suffix, and he gets the Chumre Chaim and Chumre Mesim. Now Rashi's Mashma, a Svina Meturefis Miyam means that it didn't yet sink, and a Svina Shavdiyam means that the Svina sunk. So that would be Mefurish like the Rashi and the Rivash. That even though the Svina sunk in the sea, but still there's a din of Naisanel of Chumre Chaim and Chumre Mesim, which means that it's a suffix. It's not just a Chumra, it's a suffix. It's a suffix that got the other dinim also. He loses his Cheskes Chai. But Al Kapanim, it's a suffix deraisa if he's alive or not. But the Rambam in Pirish Mishnayis learns like this. He learns a Svina Meturefis Miyam means it's floundering the sea, but it still has all its capabilities intact. It still has its sail, it still has its rudder, it has everything that it needs. A Svina Shavda Miyam is a ship which is drifting in the water and has no capabilities. It doesn't have oars, it doesn't have a rudder, you can't steer it, you can't move it, it's drifting in the sea. So Taina Dachreinim, so the Rambam says, Dafka, when it's drifting in the sea, rudderless, without any capability of moving in a meaningful way, then it's a suffix, because you never know what happens. Maybe they'll get rescued. But if it already overturned, it's not in the sea at all, it's already sunk under the water, then you nemon that he's dead. Yivari nemon that he's dead. And the din of Mayin Shein Lem Seif is only a chumra legabe Eishes Ish and doesn't apply to other halachas. So since the Rambam Pirish Mishnayis didn't learn Avda means that it's sunk, he said Avda means that it's drifting without any direction, as opposed to Meturefis that it's floundering, but it still could right itself. Vice dice, when it's sunk, then it's klar, it's already klar, becheskes meis, it's only a chumra of Mayin Shein Lem Seif and b'dievet it's mutter. That's like we said, kam achreinim say this, other achreinim argue, they want to argue on the deek from the Rambam, but I'll go upon him. This is what kam achreinim say. The Mishkas Yankov in particular, he brings a lot of different Rishonim, which have this mashmois, it's the Rambam, it's Rabbeinu Chananel and Gittin, but a lot of other Rishonim, he brings a lot of tshuvas from different Rishonim, which consider things mayim shein lem seif, even though you didn't have anyone standing there, shetetzei nafshoi. Since vices, they all hold like the Rambam, that once the ship sunk, then, even if you don't have someone that's there, shahat kadei shetetzei nafshoi, it's already considered Mecheskes meis. So this is Shail Lamaisa Nachreinim. If there's such another sheet, then if you could be Sayyid Mechanet. Now there's another shmuz in the Achreinim that the Rivash says another thing. What is the Shia Kadesha Tetzin Nafshai? How long do you have to wait to see, to make sure that a person's dead? Zog the Rivash, 3 hours. The Shia Kadesha Tetzin Nafshai is 3 hours. And the Achreinim say, where did the Rivash get it from? He got it from the Gemara here in Amud Bey is the Tanar Bana Maisu Bibitai Shal Nechun Yechai Feshichin that fell into the Bar HaGadol. They told him, Chinim Ben Daisa, says the first hour he said it's fine, the second hour he said it's fine, the third hour it said she's already up. So Vais Dais, until the end of the third hour, Chayach that she's still underwater, it's just fine. But the third hour, that he knew she couldn't still be underwater, so Meli said that must be she's out of the well. So from here you see that for 3 hours, it is possible to be underwater. Father Achreinim, the Marit, the Rabbeinu Mizrahi, they say no. They say it's not true. No one could live underwater for 3 hours. The Gemara never says a clear shear. The pshat is, as soon as the doctors tell you, the experts tell you, that this amount of time underwater is impossible, that's good enough. And that shear would seem to be about a half hour. That it is possible for someone to survive if he's underwater for about a half hour, but after that, it's already impossible. So, like we said, we have a machloikis, if al kapanim and achreinim, if the din of mayin shein lam seif, that it's mutter b'dieved and it's mutter m'deraisa, is it dafka when there was someone there waited shir shidei shetetzei nafshei, or is it even when you don't have that? And the other question is, what is a shir shidei shetetzei nafshei? The Yavosh is 3 hours. And others say that seems to be too much. But there's a gewaldige tshuva from Rabbi Akiva Eiger that stims everything together. Stims all the shittas together. And he's writing this tshuva to the Nesivas. The Nesivas had told him a chiddush that the Rivash is 3 hours, you don't have to see that he was under the water for 3 hours. As long as he was in the water for 3 hours, that's good enough. And the Nesivas says, I think that's klar. Because how would you know b'chlal, by mayim she'ein lam soif, that he was under the water for 3 hours? How is it shayach b'chlal? You can't see the end of the water. So if there's a chash that he went to another place where now you can't see him, so how is it shayach to know if he's still underwater? And b'chlal, we're talking about an ocean, which is very large. Of course, it'll come at a place where you'd never be able to see if a head was bobbing up and down in the water. At least after some time, not shayach such a thing. But that much you could tell that he was in the water for that much time. Because you see from where he drowned, and you see that he didn't come up to any of the ships or rafts or lifeboats or whatever that was around at that place, that you could see for sure. And you know that there's no way he could get to any other shore, any other dry land, there's no way he could get out of the water in less than a good few hours, because he's just too far away from anything. So that's a pshat you could wait. If someone falls off a ship, or there's a shipwreck, and there's some lifeboats or rafts or wood hanging around, so you could wait there and see that he didn't come up to be on the ship or on the rafts or on the lifeboats or whatever it is. But there's no way you'll be able to see that his head was under the water, shir shetetzi nafshe, even if the shir is a half hour, kol shekein if the shir is 3 hours. That's what the Nesiva stated, and Rabbi Kivega completely agreed with him. But Rabbi Kivega says, so now we have an answer to the Achreinim's kasha from the Rambam. Why did the Rambam just say that svinisha of the biyam, that you give him chumri chayim v'chumri mesim, means a case where it's in the yam completely rudderless, without any ability to steer itself? Mashma from the Rambam that if it drowned, if it sunk already, then you do give it to chumri mesim. Teretz says the Rambam's talking about that it's far away. It will take at least 3 hours to get to the nearest shore. So if the ship sunk, if there's nothing left to the ship, if it's sunk, so then, in that case, avada the din is, that is a din as midiraisa, it's considered dead. It's only a chumrah. Because there he is in the water, kadesh teitz in avshay. Because being in the water doesn't mean being underwater. Being in the water means being in the water. So as long as the ship sunk far enough from the shore that it would take 3 hours to get to the shore, that's already considered Shia Kadesh Tzeitzin Avshay. So there's no machlaikis in the Rishonim. And he says the same thing with the Shaila, what the Shir is. The Rivarshit says 3 hours. That's like the Nesivus is saying. The 3 hours is the Pshat in the water, not under the water. So that, of course, you could survive 3 hours in the water. But there, the halacha is, after 3 hours of being in the water, it's already assumed that a person will get worn out, can't tread water for so long, it's already a roi, if it's already a chazaka, then he's dead. But if you see a mamish underwater, then their aim is right, then the mizrachi, that the pshat is, but they're ready. A half hour is good enough, as long as the doctors tell you it's impossible physically for someone to live any longer, so then it's already good enough. So Meil Lefiza, everyone's in agreement. That the Rajma and the Rivash and the Ramah say that it has to be Rishah, Shir Kadesh, Tetzin Afshay, they're talking about when a ship sank pretty close to the shore. So there, if you didn't wait, Shir Kadesh, Tetzin Afshay, so Staka Safik, maybe he made it to the shore, how do we know? Even though he fell into the water, but if he's close enough, that could be he swam, or was pulled by the current, or whatever it is, or maybe even he was saved. But as long as he wasn't in the water for 3 hours, so staka safik, and everyone's maskim to that. But if the ship would sink in the middle of the sea, ba'ifin, then he's going to behechach anyway have to be in the water 3 hours. So that is shir kadesh teitzei nafshay. You don't have to actually see it, you know for sure. You do your kariya. You know, it's impossible. He definitely was in the water for 3 hours. And that already makes it a rave that he died. The Beis HaLevi in Chelek Gimel Simen Yud Aleph, Hagami doesn't say this svar in the Rajma and the Rivash. The Rabbi Kivega is saying it in the Rajma and Rivash also. The slave is only saying in the Rambam. He's also machriach such a vart. He says like this. He says in the Mishnah it's mavur that by mayim sheyesh lam soif, you need the shear of sha'at shetetze nafshay. That's what it says clearly in the Mishnah. So he's bothered. These are achrayim that are learning pshat in the Rambam that by mayim she'ein lam soif, you don't need sha'at shear kadesh shetetze nafshay. I mean, you need it for lechatchila to get married. But b'di'evid, for loy teitzei, even without a shear of kadesh teitzei nafshay, they're saying that it's already midiraisa considered dead, and memela b'di'evid is loy teitzei. So what about b'mayim sheyesh lam seif? He says it's very big deichik to learn that b'mayim sheyesh lam seif is also that chilek. That b'mayim sheyesh lam seif, even without the Shah, Shir Kadesh Teitzin Afshay B'di'evid, she's Lay Teitzin, you don't find this Din L'chatchil in B'di'evid Mayim Sheish Lam Seif. You find B'mayim Sheish Lam Seif, such a jinn. That L'chatchil Lay Tinase, B'di'evid Lay Teitzin. B'mayim Sheish Lam Seif, B'manavshach. Either it's Mutter, B'it L'chatchila, or it's Asamin D'Reisa. You don't find such a chilek. And there it says Mefurish, you need Shir Kadesh Teitzin Afshay. So it's Mashmak upon him B'mayim Sheish Lam Seif, that without a shah shir kadesh teitzei nafshay, it's also even b'di'evid. Why is mayim shein lam soif worse? Zok the Beis HaLevi is mechaven to the same vart, because by mayim sheyesh lam soif, where you could get to the edge easily, so if you don't wait shir kadesh teitzei nafshay, so mela, it's a pasha to suffolk. You have no idea that he died. Could be he got out. You didn't see. You can't see the end of the water in all directions, So then, even if he just drowned in the water, it's very unlikely that he got to the side. So Mele Dafka B'mayim She'en Lem Seif, the halacha is that the Rambam could say that if the ship sunk, it's already considered that he's dead. It's just the Chumrah, even without Shir Kadesh Teitzin Afshay. But Lefi this Nesivus is smart, that the Shah Shir Kadesh Teitzin Afshay doesn't mean that his head was underwater Kadesh Teitzin Afshay. That about you need 3 hours, and that's about a Bechlal Achayich HaMayim She'en Lem Seif to determine. You just need to know he's in the water for 3 hours, so come this even the Rajman Nevash all that way. But the Rajman Nevash is saying that when I'll come upon him from one side, it's possible for him to get out. Then you have to wait. Shir Kadesh Teitzin Afshay, you know he has to, and you have to know Bebrius, he was in the water for 3 hours. Not underwater, but in the water for 3 hours. If you're out in the middle, and Behechik is in the water 3 hours, that's cool for the Shir Kadesh Teitzin Afshay, like we said.
You have been listening to the Shiurim of Shas Illuminated. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the Daf worldwide. If you would like to make a donation or to dedicate a Daf or Masechta, please visit our website at shasilluminated.org or call 203-312-SHAS. You can also email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.